21 past 9 now. Now, a thing called the Four Seasons Energy Pilot Program, which aims to, and I quote, facilitate the adoption of geo-exchange to deliver more efficient and cheaper energy for the heating and cooling of buildings in regional areas of Victoria. Now, I don't understand that sentence, so we better get to an expert who does. We're joined by Marek Pikowski, who is the consulting engineer for the Four Seasons Energy Pilot Program. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Could you explain to me in English what's going on here, please?
Well, it's pretty much what it says. Geo-exchange is a new heating and cooling system that's very energy efficient, probably 40-50% more energy efficient than your typical reverse cycle air conditioning. Because it's relatively unknown in Victoria, the government recognized the need to implement more energy efficient technologies in buildings. They put the money where the mouth is, and they funded the program.
So how does geo-exchange actually work?
The geo-exchange is probably inside the house. It's no different to any other heating and cooling system, for example, reverse cycle air conditioning. The only difference is where the heat that is removed from the house is rejected. In normal reverse cycle air conditioning systems, this heat is rejected through your condensing unit that sits on the roof and makes a lot of noise, whereas in geo-exchange, it rejects heat to the ground through pipes, circulating water in plastic pipes buried in the ground. So this is in summer, and in winter, the heat to heat the house doesn't come from burning gas, for example, but comes from the earth. So the heat pump picks up the heat from the ground and delivers it to the house. And the heating can be achieved through, flow heating and cooling or ducted system.
So is this, rather than thinking in terms of some sort of generator that delivers power to houses, this, if you like, throw out the current dual air conditioner, whatever, the
yes.
dual system, get rid of that. This piece of machinery comes in and replaces it.
Pretty much, although it doesn't have to be that drastic, because you can, if you have, for example, existing ductwork, you can connect this geo-exchange system, which is another fancy name for a reverse cycle air conditioner. As I said, the only difference is that it rejects heat to the ground rather than to the air, and because of the relative temperature difference between the ground and the earth, it is much cheaper to remove heat in the summer to the ground than to the hot air. It's like, for those of your listeners who don't read thermodynamics with the cereal in the morning, it's like lifting a bucket of water. It's easier to lift a bucket of water to the knee-high sort of level than to the waist or the head height. So it's the same with the heat. It's easier to reject heat to something that's cooler than something that's warmer.
All right, now, I've finally got the concept, and let's face it, I failed science when I was at school, and somewhat proud of that. So you're doing feasibility studies now. You're looking for groups to get on board. Who are you looking for?
Well, we're primarily looking for community projects for two reasons. One is that the community facilities tend to operate longer hours, and simply the savings accrue more quickly. The projects pay for themselves more quickly. And secondly, probably even more importantly, these projects have large community exposures, so they can be used for education purposes, educating community about practical sustainability.
So effectively, the local sports stadium would be pretty much the ideal test vehicle.
Absolutely. Sports club, community library, school, fire station, police station, medical clinic, all these facilities are ideal for this type of systems. And let me tell you about one such project funded partly through this program. It's Wanagarata High School. We've just finished stage one of the project, and it's absolutely fantastic. Even the old timers who installed the system They told me after the commissioning, said, Mirek, I didn't believe it would work. It is just fantastic. I'm converted. I've never seen anything like that before. And to give you an example, the person who was installing all the electronics and metering and all the rest, he thought that the power meter was broken because the building, the new school building, was drawing so little power that he thought it was something wrong. As it turned out, everything was right. Just the building used 75% less power than a conventional system would use. And this is what he was expecting.
Now, the costings of this, how expensive is this stuff to set up? And it is, as you say, the government's put its money where its mouth is. How much of its money?
I understand it's $1 million for 2 years. And we've used, I understand, probably half of it or a little bit more than that. The systems are more expensive because of the ground loop component, which is the pipes buried in the ground that you know, take heat from the ground or reject heat to the ground. So this is the cost difference that the government is funding, simply to close the gap between the conventional air conditioning system and geo-exchange and provide examples, you know, fantastic examples such as Wangaratta High School, what the system can do.
Now, if you're halfway through the program, this thing's coming out saying we're looking for people to get interested. Is there actually still room for more people to put up their hands and say, we'd like to have a look at this, please?
I believe there is. Recently, when I was talking with Craig Ice, who's managing the project, he said that yes, he's still open for business. So anyone interested should contact Craig Ice on 9651-8121 in Melbourne and find out what is the latest.
Well, given the level of, and you mentioned Wangaratta High School there, given that level of saving, 75% and so on, what is the potential for this technology? You know, is it really something that every household potentially could have into the future, or is it really better off in bigger buildings?
Look, I believe it is, but the technological solutions are not the only solutions. You start with well designed and built houses, which is the first step, and then you complement them with high energy efficiency systems. To give you an idea of what's happening around the world in this space, GeoExchange is the most popular heating system in Europe with something like 94,000 systems in Germany. Then we have growth of approximately 75% in Switzerland, Austria. Sweden is the largest market in Europe. In America, 600,000 units installed, 60,000 installations per annum. The same, similar in China, in Korea. So the governments and people around the world recognize the benefits of this technology, and yeah, that they are being implemented in a significant way.
Mirek, thanks very much.
It's a pleasure.
Mirek Pekarski there, who is the consulting engineer for the Four Seasons Energy Pilot Program.